And now for reading, writing, and radio.
Fresh Blood, a recipe for vampires. One pair of sneakers, two Kleenexes, one mask, one pair of false teeth, one biteful of blood container. Put the sneakers on to make sure no one can hear you. Put a mask on in case the person wakes up and sees you. Enter the room, take a huge bite. Let all the blood drain into your container. Wipe your teeth off with the Kleenex. Go on to the next house.
That ghoulish recipe was by Dawn Henkes, Auburn Elementary, 5th grade. But it could be you. WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University presents Reading and Writing and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host for the program is Jacqueline Jackson, children's author and professor of literature at Sangamon State University.
Scab Sandwich, being a collection of remarkable recipes by Illinois and Missouri school children, edited by Jacqueline Jackson. Foreword, recipe for a classroom cookbook. Take one radio series to encourage imaginative writing in kids and their teachers. Broadcast it weekly. Stir in hundreds of listeners. Grease well with a program titled Sawdust Cake. Suggest that everybody write recipes for anything. Simmer a few weeks until brown paper envelopes filled with recipes overflow the inbox. Kitchen test all recipes over coffee and peanut butter sandwiches. Share with whoever you can grab to listen. Result, a classroom cookery guaranteed to stimulate fresh recipes from classrooms everywhere. Yield, feeds any number. Watch out for indigestion. Well, what's this all about? Some of you listeners may remember a program a while back called Sawdust Cake, where I asked you to write unusual recipes. Well, you did. We got in all sorts of fantastic recipes, from lovely ones to ones so gross that we didn't dare read them over the radio, such as the zookeeper's sandwich. We did read Evan Seelbach's Scab Sandwich, and if you heard it, you didn't forget it. Scab, sandwich, pus on top, turkey vomit, camel snot, alligator eyeball dipped in dew, makes a tasty treat for you. And Evans was then in the 5th grade at Little Flower in Springfield. Now, I've recited that poem over the last year or so to hundreds of kids and teachers, and every time the kids cried out, "Say it again!" and they grabbed up their pencils. And I'd say, "Why? You have it memorized already." Part of my purpose in reading it to them was to be sure that it was original. I didn't doubt Evan, but the poem is such a classic that bits of it could have been floating around here or there and gotten into his head. But so far, I haven't found anybody that has ever heard the whole program. Here's why it's so good. It's not merely that it's such an awful poem, although the awfulness is splendid awfulness, but it's got a kind of alliteration to it, the scab sandwich, the double S's there. And his choice of words, for instance, he doesn't say cat vomit or dog snot, but he says turkey vomit, camel snot. And if you've ever seen a camel in a zoo, you know they have those huge, moist, juicy nostrils, so that you get a picture right off of a camel with a cold. And then his rhythm. He breaks the rhythm. He has turkey vomit, camel snot, and then he swings into alligator eyeballs dipped in dew. So you get some extra syllables there. It's really a classic of the type of chant that gets handed down from kid to kid on the playground and would be published up in a book like The Lore and Language of School Children by the Opies. On that early program, I read from some recipe books that had been published. One was called Mud Pies and Other Recipes, and one was called The Vampire Cookbook, but those recipes weren't very good. The ones that we got in were so much better that I said, let's make our own book. So I took your recipes, the most unusual, and some from some classes that I'd visited near St. Louis, and made up a book and called it Scab Sandwich. Here are a few of the recipes. Grade School Mold by Tim Hine, who was in 7th grade at St. Agnes in Springfield. 1 3-story building, 20 teachers, 400 students, 2 janitors, 1 principal, 1 secretary. Mix students and teachers. Divide into many of the rooms of the building. Place principal in an office. Put janitors in various places in the school. Add secretary at a desk. Shake well and wait for the school to fall down. Here is Shark Delight by Scott Northdurf, who is at West School, Taylorville. Take 1 giant clam and slit it apart. Stick a man between, then some seaweed, and shut tight. Then simmer in octopus ink, then tie it to an ocean liner. And here is Instant Government Scandal by Carl Artman, who's in the 6th grade at Carrollton Oaks School in Bridgeton, Missouri. 1 president, 25 fast-talking representatives, 51 cunning senators, 1 Arab secretary of state, 1 stupid presidential advisor, 1 handful of clumsy secret servicemen, 9 cups of taxpayers, 8 dishonest Republicans, 7 peanut-growing Democrats, 111 chauffeur-driven Rolls-Royces, 1 rich Korean, 3 Arab sheiks, 10 747 airplanes. Take a large bowl and a mixer. First add the president, secretary of state, and a stupid presidential advisor. Put in mixer. Then put in bowl. Then add grated secret servicemen. Mix well. Now add 25 fast-talking representatives, 51 cunning senators, taxpayers' money, and don't forget the 10 747 airplanes, 111 chauffeur-driven Rolls-Royces, 3 Arab sheiks, and 1 rich Korean. But most of all, don't forget the 8 dishonest Republicans and 7 peanut-growing Democrats. Mix well. Let simmer for about an hour. Then, voila, an instant government scandal. I've sent out this collection of recipes so far to only one publisher, and it's come back. And here is the letter of rejection. Dear Jackie, says the editor, alas, I'm sorry to report that we have decided against accepting Scab Sandwich for publication on our list. It is cowardly of us, but although we are sure that young people enjoy these, we did not see it as material for a book. Someone else may be braver than we are, and perhaps it will be a sort of underground bestseller. Anyhow, even though it is not for us, we did enjoy reading it. We are returning it herewith. Many thanks for letting us consider it. So, we are waiting for a bolder publisher, and it's at the moment sent off to another. If it gets accepted, each of you whose recipe is in it will be asked for your permission, of course. But here's my request. We could use some more recipes. There's not quite enough for one book, and we can keep on adding good recipes until the book goes into print. So how about writing some recipes today? No more vampires, please. We have enough of those, unless yours is very different. Here's one by Maria Jones in the 5th grade of Auburn Elementary for vampire wine. 50 dead female women. Steamroller. 1 plastic sheet. Lay women on ground on top of plastic sheet. Roll steamer over them. Take sheet and pour into tub. Have a party. So we've got now 2 vampire ones. Here's How to Make a Nice Class by Tanya Goodray at the 5th grade at Auburn. 1. Get a nice teacher. Then add 15 girls and 15 boys. Make sure they are nice. Get desks and chairs. They have to be nice. Get books and papers and pencils. Make sure nice. Get room. Make sure nice. Add all together. Now you have a nice class if you did the recipe right. I really don't want to suggest topics to you. I could never, for instance, have thought of King Kong's favorite sandwich. Ingredients: 1 Empire State Building, 1 Sears Tower Building, 1 World Trade Center Building, 1 Chrysler Building, 100 tons of chocolate, 2,240 foot wide and 6,000 foot long pieces of bread. To make: put buildings on bread and pour chocolate on, put piece of bread on top. Result: a chocolate-covered building sandwich. And that's by Tom Mack at the fifth grade at Little Flower. Or how about Tasty Seafood Meals by Yule Hate M, really Marty Gerio at the fifth grade at Little Flower. Main course, fish and chips. 1 large car, several children, 2 earmuffs, 5 gallons gasoline, 1 wife, 1 experienced driver. Open the car doors, fill with children, add gas. Put earmuffs on driver and wife and add to car. Close the doors, drive to Long John Silver's and order fish and chips. Here's a recipe for peace by Susan Lamb, who's in the fifth grade in some school in Springfield, and I don't have it written down. Get a very, very large bowl and put in 8 heaping cups of love and 9 heaping cups of kindness. Mix well. Then beat in 2 cups of care and sprinkle over the whole world. So choose your own topic. We need some nice recipes as well as nasty ones. We need, such as the peace one I just read. We need some funny recipes, but we also need some sad ones, too. I realize we don't have any of those. We have no recipe, for instance, for a broken friendship or an unhappy family or for a sad or mad day or for how to lose your dog. Some of you may be willing to try a sad recipe. You can write more than one, of course. We don't have a recipe for a good father, either, or for a friend, a good friend, or, heaven forbid, for a sister or brother that you like. I'll finish up by reading 3 rather explosive recipes. Here's one called Angry Teacher Soup. Put 1 cup of noisiness and 2 cups of flunked tests in a saucepan. Mix until soupy. Then add a tablespoonful of school fights, then finally add dumbness. Cook over a hot flame till it boils over, and your Angry Teacher Soup is done. And that was by Jackie Lays, who's in fourth grade in Bridgeton, Missouri. This next is by Jeff Spitzer in the sixth grade at Central School in Ladue, Missouri. It's called Recipe for 4 Billion Counts of Murder. 4 super deep oil drills with oil. 59,673,048 sticks of dynamite. 1 truckload atomic bombs. Unlimited amounts of arsenic, strychnine, and curare. 1 match. 1 space shuttle. 1 pack chewing gum. Optional. Take oil drills and drill till you hit oil. Spread oil around world. Take poisons, mix well for taste. Spread evenly in water reservoirs around world. Mix bombs and dynamite gently. Get into shuttle. Drop match on oil. Take off quickly. Chew gum to prevent ears from popping. And here's the last one called Powder Keg Pie by Sean Sossman at the fifth grade at Little Flower. 1.5 cups gunpowder, 2 teaspoons flour, 6 shotgun shells, 2 tablespoons sugar, 1 pie crust, 1 bowl of whipped cream, 2 eggs. Mix gunpowder, flour, shotgun shells, and eggs in 1 bowl with sugar. Put in pie crust. On top, put whipped cream and bake. You're sure to get a bang out of it. So today, write us some more recipes. And whatever you send in, whether we use them for the book or not, we're sure to get a bang out of them. Thanks a lot.
WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.